doing the morning drive and driving right now down to what is definitely one of the most exciting property developments on the KZN North Coast. And if the name Seton rings a bell, well, I'm going to take you specifically to Serrano Seton, where things are cooking. Ground has been broken, and to give you the full picture on just why this is such a sizzling development, I happen to have the man himself, Devin DeLange, Director of Dwell Properties, in the house for a catch-up on the local North Coast property scene. Dev, how you doing, my friend?
Good in you, Mark. Nice to hear you back on the mic, eh?
It's great to have you in the house. All the better because you brought coffee. fueling the Friday. And wow, man, fueling the chat we're about to get into. Serrano Seton, you know, we were talking about this before ground had been broken, and it was looking so exciting. And now that boots are on the ground and things are rising out of the ground, excitement has reached kind of fever pitch. So for those who haven't heard of Serrano Seton yet, tell us a little bit about this exclusive development within the sought-after Seton estate, because I believe it's almost sold out already.
it's done extremely well, Mark. Just to take you back a bit, Seton, obviously, it's been a fascinating development watching over the last couple of years to see how they've actually absolutely shot the lights out and just taking property developments and growth to a whole new level. We traveled as a team, traveled Seton, one of their new precincts that they had were in the process of opening, and Pat Lambie was on the game vehicle with us, and he showed us, and he obviously knows what at Dwell Properties we are two-tiered. We on the development side very heavy, but also the conventional agency. And with that, he just said, Dev, surely you know a couple of developers who would look at these PUD sites, which are planned use development sites. They're four multi-story units. I could not believe it. I've never seen sites that close in an estate. So to have the security and then that location in an estate, it was
too good to pass up.
Yeah, exactly. So very quickly, we spoke to a really good development entity who we've done three projects with now. Serrano is actually for Dwell Property. It's the first project we've partnered in, and that's how heavily we believe in the project and how excited we are with it. And yeah, fast forward 2 years, we've broken ground in May. We're looking at completion this time next year.
What a timeline, man.
It's been a cool ride so far.
That's a magic carpet ride. And let's have a look at the offering. What kind of homes and unit types are we talking about?
So, Mark, at Serrano, the site was actually zoned for 42 opportunities, which meant we could build 42 of something. It is a tricky site. Like anything with sea views, you're more than likely on a slope, and we're on a proper slope. What we decided with Craft of Architects, who are wizards in the architectural environment, they are architects at Serrano. They did something which doesn't make sense to any developers, to de-densify, which means you're building less homes, which means you potentially lose an income. But what that did for the site was we did it justice. We halved the amount of units, so we only got 21 units on site at Serrano.
It's not often you hear a developer doing that.
And what we tried to create was not to miss a beat in terms of who our market was. So we said, who's going to be buying at Seton in terms of sectional title opportunities? We thought it's that classic weekend warrior from Joburg. They want to lock up and go close to the beach with security. So we built 8 units in a block at the back, which consisted of 2 and 3 bedroom apartments with 2 penthouses. We released that. We sold that out. We achieved the highest rate per square meter on the North Coast, which was exciting.
Wow.
Obviously, super high-end finishes, etc. But yeah, so that sold out. We then had our 2 executive homes. Again, we saw a gap in the market where guys loved the position of Serrano. You're surrounded by 10 million rand sites. So again, location, it was fantastic. Guys who didn't want to build but loved the whole turnkey solution where we offered them a home package. So we had 2 of those. We sold those both at 10 million, respectively. And now we've released the condos, which is a bit of a mix. Again, targeting either young families, guys downscaling, or even a lock up and go. You've got double garages, 3-bedroom, almost like little townhouses, lovely garden, or incredible sea views, swimming pool option. So yeah, that's our current stock at the moment. We've got 7 of those condos left, priced from 5.9 to 6.5. And yeah, that's
some exciting inventory, man. Yeah. And obviously, you know, this stuff is not gonna be on the open market for too much longer.
Hopefully not.
if the trend is anything to go by, and now that you've officially broken ground this year, construction well underway, full steam ahead. Bring us up to speed on where things have reached at the moment and how the timeline is progressing.
So, Mark, we did site handover in April going into May. Earthworks were obviously very important and quite tricky on site, so we've been busy with that for the last few months. But brickwork, I would say, on second level now in our condo or in our apartments. But yeah, I'd say close to roof level on about 30% of the development. So flying at the moment.
Wow. So it's not just drawings on paper now.
It's so nice to see the levels too, because again, like, you stand on site and it's always very romantic in the beginning. You stand on these beautiful green sites and you try and work out or try and sell this dream like, oh, you're going to be there. Now that you can stand on your platform, see where your condo sits, see where your house sits. It's definitely, I've exceeded our expectations, which is exciting.
Well, you know what? It's obviously a dream project that it is now becoming a reality. You've partnered with incredible partners from the development and the architecture front. I mean, Craft of Architecture, COA, they are so highly regarded internationally.
Yeah.
For the
Club Med as well, yeah.
This is, there you go. Yeah. And the Seaton brand, in a really short space of time, has, you say, shot the lights out. It is being talked about as being one of these ultra blue chip real estate brands from an investment and lifestyle perspective. If you're someone who is looking to put down roots on the KZN North Coast, this has got to be on the top of your list at the moment. And are you seeing that as far as the buy-in, as far as the interest? Is it predominantly an outside investor?
Yeah, Mark, it's just such a unique offering. Hey? Obviously, Zimbali being the one who forged in the 90s in terms of the first mega estates or secure estates, which respectively, again, it's an amazing environment at Zimbali. This is, I would say, the new kid on the block. It's the only other estate that has direct beach access.
That's huge.
And yeah, again, the most incredible piece of land. You've got a development entity there, being the Collins Group, who are so proud. This is all about, I think that's what also excites a lot of people, is that when you see a developer talk about legacy and flagship, and it's obviously on a development space, it needs to be feasible, but this is definitely something for the Collins Group that's, they want to, in generations to come, say, oh, that was the Collinses. So, and they're pulling it off.
Well, you know, everything you've said kind of goes against the grain of the image of developers just trying to, you know,
maximize
and pack in as many units to development as possible. This is kind of going the opposite direction of saying we really are building something exceptional here. And for those who are interested, who are now hearing the name Serrano Seaton and want to find out more, how can they get in touch with you, with the team at Dwell, and get a tour of what's unfolding?
Yeah, you've got two options. You can obviously just come straight to us at Dwell, dwellproperties.co.za. You'll find any one of us there, or get a hold of us at the office. Or Serrano Seaton, check out our handles, check out our website. We've got amazing websites. Obviously, Rainmaker doing some magic there again. So yeah, you can definitely check us out online. Very easy to find us.
There you go. If you have your smartphone in your pocket right now, or if you're at your desk, Dwell Properties, just do a little Google or a ChatGPT, and Serrano Seaton. This is the label, Serrano. Serrano, remember the name. You heard it on the morning show right now, and before those last few opportunities are all snapped up, give your friends at Dwell Properties a call. My special guest, Devin DeLange, director at Dwell. And Dev, I always love catching up with you because you've got your finger on the pulse of how things are progressing on the KZN North Coast.
Always a pleasure.
It's such an exciting story you guys are writing, and we can't wait to follow up with the next chapter real soon on radio. What do you say?
Definitely look forward to that.
You heard it on Radio Life and Style.